Today's show features clips from Keith and the Girl and is not work safe.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Thanks for tuning in. Our contact information is email schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com or call it in 888-563-3228. Our show notes are at schoolofpodcasting.net. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. That's where you'll find hundreds of resources, hours of tutorials to help get you going in the right direction when you're ready to start your podcast or to take your podcast to the next level. Well, for those of you that have been around for a while, you know, last week I completely broke format. Reason being, I'd heard some stuff in a Yahoo group, and people were just saying all sorts of things that some were very untrue about Podshow. Especially the one that set me off is when people said they controlled your content. I went, okay, I gotta say something. And so I asked people, you know, what's the deal? Why do you hate Podshow? Because some people just had all sorts of reasons that were just wrong. And Keith Malley came out with his little, hey, they only have 12,000 downloads per day. And so we've kind of had, I'm approaching this today, with the answers, because some people had answers. Some were stupid, you know, like, they suck. Okay, well, I was looking for specifics. But I'm also going to tell you what I've learned from this experience, and that's something that you as a podcaster can also gain from. So one thing I did want to point out, I've been emailing Keith from Keith and the Girl, and he's, you know, Keith isn't, we've emailed back and forth. I think we're cool at this point. He's actually he's given me permission to use some clips of his on the show. And so without any further ado, let's take care of business, and then let's get to this discussion. And this is going to be the end of it. This is going to be the end of this whole Podshow discussion, and then we'll get back to what we're doing. So we'll try to do this in our normal time frame, but let's take care of business before we get to that. In theory, conducting your meetings over the internet is a great idea. You can save a bundle on business travel and still keep far-flung clients and employees engaged and up to speed. Problem is, well, web conferencing can be expensive and incredibly difficult to set up and use. But we've got great news. GoToMeeting has totally revolutionized web conferencing technology. Brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, GoToMeeting makes online meetings easy and affordable. If you've tried another online meeting service before, you'll be amazed at the difference. With GoToMeeting, you can present, demonstrate, and collaborate with anyone in the world, anytime, anywhere. All you need is a PC with an internet connection. Take a free trial of GoToMeeting today and get unlimited meetings for 45 days. You don't even need a credit card. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, Try It Free button, promo code PODCAST. Try GoToMeeting free today. All right, so we were talking about this last week, and again, I want to get to this, get it over with, put it behind us. Here's an example. I said, what do you specifically hate about Podshow? And somebody answered, this is specific now. Do you know what a pyramid scheme is? Not here's how Podshow is a pyramid scheme, because they're not! You know. Yeah. So that was the kind of stuff that was driving me nuts. You know, don't just throw out stuff like that. The thing, here's lesson number one. Number one, you can already tell I'm getting upset about this in a way, that people say things in ignorance. I said in the last one, I was talking about BT. You know, they inked a deal with BT, and I said British Television. That is wrong. British Telecom. Okay? And unfortunately, because of that one word, television versus telecom, and just a case where I didn't have notes in front of me and... But I lost all my credibility, so that's number one. If you're going to be reporting news and things like that, depending on your kind of podcast, realize that one word can make you lose all your credibility. Now, I even out of my show comments, I said, you know what, you're right. I was 100% wrong, and I was basically going off of all the press releases from Podshow, and I didn't go back and look at those, so I said British Television when I knew it was British Telecom, you know. Now, somebody brought up another point. I've heard this a lot about Podshow being elitist, meaning they're kind of stuck up. And I could never figure this out. Where do people get this? And it's at the end of every pod show, you'll hear this little bumper that they put on.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.
So there you go. So I listen to that and I'm like, okay, I can kind of see where somebody would get that. But on the other hand, I also know that when I hear Budweiser, King of Beers, I don't go, freaking elitist Budweiser. You know, but that's the interesting thing. Communication is so subjective. So I kind of went, you know what? Okay, I see your point on that. Now, then I also got responses like, let me go back to my website. What exactly did Pod Show help Scott Sigler do? Email him that answer. I already know. And that's where I go again. If you know the specifics, then spit them out. You know, and I just want to go, oh, you mean the Scott Sigler that was in the New York Times? I don't know. And so I also got an answer where somebody was trying to, you know, possibly get to become a contracted producer with Pod Show, and there were some emails circulated, and basically they didn't get a return phone call. That was very upsetting. I went, okay, I understand. And they even said, I don't hate Pod Show, I'm just a little biased. I think they dropped the ball when it came to me. And I went, okay, there you go, you got a reason, you know. And I even said, if you'd like, I can get you in contact with people. No, it's okay. So, but again, I went, I get your point. Now, going back to Keith and the girl, they actually had some points that I went, okay, don't know if I really agree with these, but here are some points, and I went, I can understand why you would say this.
They started it.
Anyway, Adam Curry started by saying stupid little things. I mean, we would be in touch with him, you know, just going, oh, we heard this, or whatever it is, just random little, here's our promo, because you said, if you send a promo, I'll play it. And he would go on his show and say, Kevin and the chick, or just, and people would interview him and go, what do you think of the other podcast? And he'd be like, who? Keith and the Who? What do you mean, Keith and the Who? What do you mean by that? We were in touch. You emailed us. And I'm not saying that you're supposed to know everybody's name. I'm sure people are emailing him like crazy. But how many times do you make the mistake of Keith and the girl without knowing? We don't make the mistake. We know who Dawn and Drew is.
Right.
We know. If we saw them on the top 10 of our website every freaking week, or all of a sudden climbing, or all of a sudden there's word about it, we would know who Dawn and Drew is. And we do. And we don't go, Dawn and who? And that even rhymes.
And then Keith brought up a point about when podshow.com first launched, there were some issues with the RSS feed. Here is Keith's take on that.
That a company took my feed and put their name in it. They manually did it to all successful podcasts. I understand it was Rocket Boom that caught them. That's what I understand. Another show.
It wasn't Rocket Boom. It was everybody. I emailed them and said, hey, what the heck? And Adam came out with his answer, and you either accept it or you don't. Obviously, Keith does not.
Podcast advertising is a two-way street. Audiences can talk back, and they do, feeding back their product experience, integrating brand messages into their comments. What is he talking about?
He's talking about Splenda and some of the other advertisers they've had on their network. If you think about it, when Adam burps, right, he says Folgers and Splenda. They had things where the audience was sending in what they did. Oh, I mixed this Splenda and got this. I really love it. So it's a way to keep that brand in the mind of the listener, or in the case of a video podcast, the viewer. It's a marketing thing. That's what he's talking about. And because you didn't understand it, you labeled it as shady. But it's all branding. It's all marketing. And in some ways, it's the obvious GoDaddy ad. And in some cases, it's, you know, it's more product placement. And that's very big. Watch Survivor. That's all product placement. And yes, downloads are going to be important, because you're going to have advertisers out there that don't understand the new media system, and all they want are how many downloads you have. But in theory, because podcasting can be so niche, you're going to have this relationship with your audience. So instead of having to advertise in 15 different magazines and hope you hit your niche, you may actually now have a podcaster who has your niche audience, and that's going to be very, very valuable regardless of the number of downloads you have. Granted, if you have 6 downloads, okay, big deal. But on the other hand, if those 6 people that listen to your show are CEOs that spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, that's a pretty handy niche. So there is power in the niche, and that's something that as we go forward, we're going to have to explain to advertisers. But for now, yeah, they're going to just be looking at downloads. So they're both going to be valuable assets in terms of educating advertisers, if that's what you want to do in terms of monetizing your podcast.
You'll get a GoDaddy ad that you don't make money off of.
Untrue. GoDaddy ads can be very lucrative.
So this is on his site?
On the site.
Okay.
The Podshow Terms of Service allows Podshow to do whatever we want with your material. He's not even mincing words. For the rest of all time, even if we sell the company, and even if you quit the service.
Holy shit.
And don't you dare go, what's the big deal?
Holy
if you
shit.
Don't know, then you're a fucking idiot.
If you don't know, you should just sign to it, whatever. Then they should take you for granted.
And that's
English. That's
right.
Basic English. A third grader understands right. What that means.
That's exactly why
we
fucking
false.
Hate them, and I hope it's clear now.
Wow.
How dare you?
You know who
School
you are.
Of Podcasting. How dare you? Nice site, by the way. Schoolofpodcasting.com. That's free today. Schoolofpodcasting.com. Free ad!
Thank you. KeithandTheGirl.com. Free ad right back at you. And so this is one of the biggest points that everybody argues over, and that is the fact that they can do whatever they want with your show after you leave the network, just like I can do anything I want with my show after I leave the network. And let's look at the people that have left the network. MommyCast, very successful podcast. Tartan Podcast, The Roadhouse. I don't see Podshow selling their stuff anywhere. I believe they're still on the network if you want to go listen to it, just like Keith and the Girl, and we'll talk about that in a second. But my always thought has been, again, and this is where, you know, we're going to differ on this. To me, and first of all, yes, if Podshow sold my stuff after I left the network and I made no money off of that, that would suck. Absolutely. Have I left the door open for them to do that? Absolutely. But I also know, like, let's take Keith. Keith's got, what, 3 CDs out? If Podshow promoted his stuff, he made no money on it, that was awful. But it would also build his fan base so that they could come back and buy Keith's 4th CD and 5th CD and 6th CD and anything else he produced on his website. You know, he's going to increase future sales. Yes. And again, I understand it sucks that they're selling it and you're not getting any money. But I'm also pointing out that, at least so far, they're not selling anybody's stuff. They just have the right to. But if I'm Podshow, why would I want to promote somebody who's no longer on my network? I mean, that's another train of thought. Hemda brought up this great thought.
And if you're doing it as a hobby, that's totally, I mean, we're not knocking that kind of thing. Not everybody right. wants to do this for a living. It's so new that it's difficult to do it for a living right now. Mm-hmm. But don't go, what's the big deal?
It's
don't,
a huge
don't,
deal.
Don't knit for fun and look at people who are doing it and selling their stuff and go, what's the big deal?
Right.
You might be doing it for fun, then stay over there on the fun side.
And that's a very good point, because she's right. Right now, I'm not living off the income from theschoolpodcasting.com. I'm not living off the book sales from my ebook for musicians. I have increased my ebook sales through podcasting. I've increased my membership at School Podcasting through my podcast. But if you're doing podcasting for a living, then yeah, you may look at that contract completely different. And keep in mind, that is a starting point for podcasters. If you're an actual under contract podcaster, that's different than the free one they have on their website. And I played that because it's on their website. You can go read that. But realize that is a starting point of the network. Okay? So there are things in my Podshow contract, because I have an ebook and because I have other things, that aren't going to be in your contract. They're called contract negotiations, folks.
I'm served at Podshow. I am.
That's true. Oh my God, that is true. So that
Keith and the Girl is served at Podshow, you twisting words, motherfucker. We're on there. You type Keith and the Girl in the search box, you can hear us just fine through there.
Right, but if you're selling our numbers with your numbers,
you're absolutely selling our numbers with your numbers.
Now, here's the interesting thing: is later in the show, Keith said, look, if Podshow hates Keith and the Girl so much, you know, take us off your site. And I'm saying, you know what? If you hate Podshow so much, why don't you say, take our show off your site? Because on the other hand, you've just already said nobody's going to podshow.com, but yet you're complaining that people are listening to your show on podshow.com. That's something I'm confused at. Which one is it? They're getting too much traffic. They're not getting any traffic at podshow.com. And see, to me, that would be something to blow the whistle on. If you said, look, Podshow, take me off your network. I don't like you. I don't trust you. I think you're evil. takemeoffpodshow.com, and they didn't, then I would blow the whistle on that. But I don't think that's happened.
Very, very soon. In the scheme of things, we're going to find out pretty soon who's lying.
And that's basically what it boils down to. So let's try to wrap this up. First things, I want to say something about last week's show. Number one, first of all, as I mentioned before, you know, I said British Television, not British Telecom. You know, the company that did, I don't know, like 19 million pounds in 2006. I also said the other networks. And when you think about that, other networks would include like Kiptronic, who got awarded $4 million in venture capital back in January. They're working with IOTA. They're also working with, I think it's AKAMAI Technologies. Likewise, Todd Cochran and the Blueberry Network, they're now available on Nokia phones. So when I say other networks aren't doing squat, that's really unfair, and I apologize for not recognizing their hard work to further boost the awareness of podcasting. And I also criticized the Pod Show Player, and I believe this is what's happening. When you click the Pod Show Player, it goes over to your website, sees where the file is, and basically moves it over to your site. So you're still getting a download. I was kind of trying to watch this in the player because you can kind of see what's going on. And then it streams it from their website. That way, if your website is down, you know, they're trying to get it over on their website so they can stream it. And that way, of course, they then can count that as a download, as do you, I'm assuming. It's pulling the file off your website onto theirs. So those are some things I had spoken out of turn with. Also, keep in mind, we're talking a lot about semantics here. We're talking about downloads versus download requests versus network versus Podshow contract people. And if it's one thing I've learned from my statistics class that I'm taking now in college, you can work numbers any way you want. So Keith is right. I think we're just going to have to sit out and wait this one. And, you know, somebody mark the calendar. Let's look at it in 2 years and see what's going on. I know I'm looking forward to talking with Rob Walsh, who is one of the co-hosts, along with Gary from Podcast Pickle, and Paul Culligan, who will be on the show next week. Because Rob loves numbers. He loves to crunch numbers. And, of course, well, anyway, like I said, you can crunch numbers any way you want. So it'll be interesting to see. But as always, if you don't like Podshow, feel free to try out Libsyn. Feel free to try out, you know, Keith and the girl have done it almost, and they are. They are the exception to the rule. They've done it on their own, and they've done a huge amount of promoting for their podcast on their own, and they have a big listenership. You know, so that's another thing that's different. You may look at this differently when you've got a few listeners to, or if you've got the time to promote yourself. Or if you have a full-time job and you can't. There are all sorts of different ways that people look at podcasting from a monetization standpoint, or you may not want to monetize your podcast at all. You may just want to do it for fun, and they're both perfectly fine. So anyway, we're going to get back. If I get a chance, I'm going to put out another show this week featuring Paul Culligan, just so we can get back to my original concept of this podcast, which of course is talking about all things podcasting, talking about tools, talking about tips, talking about promotion, and of course talking about the hundreds of resources and the hours of tutorials to help you start podcasting, which is available right over there, schoolpodcasting.com. Want to thank Keith Malley for letting me use his clips on the show. I did take those out of context, but I tried my best not to, you know, slant things. I'm just, here's what he said, here's what I thought about it kind of thing. So I'm hoping he doesn't feel I tried to steer his words in any way. Because he went on about 20 minutes of just screaming at me, basically. So, and we're cool. I think we're cool. At least we are. We, like I said, I've been emailing behind the scenes, as I am with Jonathan from Kiptronic. Keith had alluded that I had not paid my bill, and I think we all know at this point that that was not a school podcasting issue, as my phone was always on, my email was always checked, and that was back when Kiptronic was very new. And Jonathan, when I spoke to him this week, said, yeah, actually there are some things coming down the pike, so he may be on the show in the future. But like I said, in the near future here, plan on listening to Paul Culligan, author of the book, I always screw up the title of this, the Business Podcasting Bible, and he's got some other things coming down the pike that we'll be talking about. So that's going to do it. We're right up against 20 minutes, so thanks for tuning in. We're going to get back to normal, folks. Oh, and one other thing, if I haven't mentioned this already, when you open up the Pandora's box that is controversy, realize you can't close it. So, and also, don't podcast mad. That can get you in trouble. So that's going to do it for today. Thanks for tuning in. Till we meet again, Blast Dismissed.